Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful show. We'll be talking about the Lightship, talking about the healings that the Lightship can do, and offer some sample healings, which will allow you to experience how quick the Lightship can work with you. And just basically, this is like an information hour, so if you wish to type in some questions, we would be very happy to answer them for you, because for most people, especially if you're new, the Creation Lightship really has no information out anywhere except on the net, you know, for the websites that we have here. So other than that, you won't have ever heard about the Creation Lightship until I actually came forward to talk about it and bring it out. So there's really no prior information anywhere. So people are kind of confused sometimes and want to know what it's about, and just listen. If you have any questions at all from this show here, then I'd say go on to the BBS archives and listen to prior shows. There's probably about 300 of them or so right now, and they're all the same, which is basically get into your heart center, listen to your own guidance, and don't go outside of yourself looking for the divine, because you'll never find it. And this is what all the teachings are about, that the Lightship has, is to stay within and don't get connected to dark side energies that pose themselves as the light. So I guess we'll see if our co-host is on here. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hi, and welcome, everyone. So, yeah, today we're going to have a wonderful hour of talking about the message from the Creation Lightship, and also having some sample healings, and I'll just talk briefly about what's involved in that and what kind of healings the Lightship does. So, as Ron mentioned before, there's not a whole lot of information out about the Creation Lightship, at least until the past few years when Ron started bringing that information forward. And basically, you can think of it as Creation's Manifestation Center and the home of the divine beings and ascended masters like Master Jesus and many others, and light beings that are basically working to keep the universe of light in the light, and that's their purpose. And they're here actually right now to actually do or produce the universal shift. And what that is about is a whole shift in frequencies, to keep basically all the creations that were created in the light moving forward in the light. So that's a very simple, basic explanation of it. There's much more to it. But the important thing to know is that they're here at this time because of this ascension process that occurs every 2,000 years. And they're working with the Earth to have that process happen. And we are fortunate enough to be able to work with those light beings through Ron to have healings happen. And they mostly work with us for physical healings that will help our bodies and assist us in basically being able to hold more light energy. And along with those healings, there are the teachings that Ron mentioned briefly a minute ago, which all revolve around one simple subject, which is go within. You don't need to look outside of yourself to find your own divinity. It's been there all along inside you. You connect to it through your heart center, not your mind. And the whole purpose of this radio program is to help each and every one of us to connect to our own divinity and to receive our own guidance as to our own spiritual truth, rather than having to try to look here and there and everywhere else for it. So that aligns exactly with the teachings of Jesus, which were to go within. And the healings that Ron is doing as he's working with the light beings are basically of two different kinds. One are the healings that help us with our physical health, and the other are things that help us to actually be able to have healings. And so to understand that, we have to look at what blocks us and prevents us from being able to have a healing. And the main subject could be said in one word, and that's judgment, or densities that are actually created by our judgmental thoughts and the judgments of our ancestors that are affecting us and blocking us on many levels, mind, spirit, body. And I guess the easiest way to understand that is to look at the subject of emotions. We all have emotions that happen as we go through life, and sometimes they sort of seem to kind of hit us over the head, and we can't really get past them. And we may have had an experience that happened, and we can't seem to get over that emotional energy that we seem to be trapped in that kind of causes that story to replay itself in our lives over and over again, like a bad relationship or injuries, you know, to one part of your body that you always seem to be susceptible to, or chronic illnesses and things like that. So to make a way possible for physical healing to occur, getting rid of those emotional densities that are lodged within us is the key thing right there. And that's no surprise, I don't think, to anyone. People know that in many different philosophies, in, you know, psychology, everyone's trying to get rid of that baggage. But the way to get rid of it is not necessarily known, or sometimes you feel like when you're doing things to try to get rid of it, it's not getting rid of it at all, or it's taking, you know, 10 years to get over one simple thing, and that's where the light ship comes in and can clear these kinds of densities and emotional baggage instantaneously without any processing on your part having to happen. So that's kind of an introduction to the healings that Ron does. He does emotional healings, mental healings, all kinds of different things to basically relieve instantaneously those densities that are blocking us. So on this program, he does samples of those so you can feel what it's like to have those healings. It's not a complete one. To have a complete healing of that type, you have to basically clear the whole lifetime so that all of that is lifted. But these sample healings give you the opportunity to feel what it's like. So what you want to do when he is going to do one of these samples, for example, let's say the emotional body clearing, is, you know, just sense your energy before and after so you can feel how it has affected you. And I'm sure he'll say more about that as he does each healing sample. But basically that's what's going to happen today, and I've talked quite a bit, so I'll just turn it over to Ron to get started with those healings in whatever order you see fit, Ron.
Okay, so boy, thank you, Sylvia. That was great. So we could do a sample clearing here of the emotions. This is what we always start off with. And on the website, we have emotional clearings there. But this clearing, in fact, most of them are what we call a 3-in-1 clearing. It may not be stated that way on the website, but the 3-in-1 means that you get 3 clearings in one time. And the emotional clearing is for the emotional body. Remember, this is invisible, that we can't see. And the way that the clearings work is that once you have a clearing done each year, that year is completely cleared from you energetically. And so when we do the emotional body, it also clears the imprinting that the emotional body imprinted onto your spirit. Remember, your spirit gets wounded just like you do. If you were to take your spirit, and if you could make it visible, we'll just say that you put it alongside of you and you got out some spray paint and you sprayed it, we'll say, okay, all of a sudden it will look just like you. If you put some, you know, like talcum powder on it or something, okay. So if you had, say, maybe really long hair, it'd have long hair too. If maybe you had a Band-Aid on your left arm for some reason, it would have a Band-Aid there also, because it's going to deal with the exact same energy that you are. So the emotional body imprints everything onto the poor spirit. Remember, the spirit's supposed to be fully in your body, and it looks like that as it gets presented outside of yourself. So when you do see it, it will look like you, a clone of you, we'll say. And then what you have is your physical body, which you know about, which has densities. And you also have the body. So you have an emotional body, physical body, and you have a body that is also contained there, which needs healing also. So you actually have three bodies that do get a healing when you have this process done. Now what happens is the emotional body and all the other invisible bodies typically are like a buffer body around you. And the buffer bodies, which we'll call it, are like a sponge. And so when you deal with energies that come into the body, which is basically all mind energy. Remember, we're on a planet that uses collective consciousness. And the collective consciousness is thought. So when you direct a thought to someone, just as you're talking to them, or someone does like a psychic attack, a psychic whammy on you, okay, that's also a thought. These bodies are around you, and they resonate to different energies according to, we'll say, the title or the energy signature of what's being transmitted to you. These are all transmitted to your physical body. And when these invisible bodies get filled up of these negative energies, remember, these are all judgment energies. The divine didn't create judgment. So these bodies are there to protect your physical body from being overloaded or overstimulated. And when they do get overstimulated or filled up, we'll say, full of these densities, and then these densities now leak into the physical body. So now you start creating illnesses. And this is why we have problems with our body, is because these invisible bodies are now completely taxed, overloaded, because they have never been cleared out. So the light ship knows how to clear out these invisible bodies, so it can do that for you instantly. And most of the clearings that I do for people takes about 1 hour of time, and after the 1 hour, you're completely cleared of densities in that body. Now the judgment body is one of them that we're doing now. It's a brand new one, and also the emotional body. But the emotional body is where we start off with. So that also clears your spirit. And your spirit, we'll say, takes on the judgments that are transmitted, imprinted, programmed, another word to use, into the spirit. And it also gets the emotional body programs your physical body. So all of a sudden, you have this resonance, and since your spirit is attempting to heal you, how can it heal you when it's wounded and full of crud, okay, from judgment? And so is your emotional body filled, and likewise, so is your physical. So all of a sudden, when you bring in the divine energy into your body for healing, it has a really hard time helping you because all these bodies are overloaded full of judgment. So what happens is during the emotional clearing and the other clearings that we do, which we call a whole life clearing, we go from your current age in the present moment and we go back in time to your conception, and all these energies are cleared from you. And then at that point in time, you're like reborn again new, because all of a sudden what used to bother you an hour before your session is no longer attached to you. It's no longer resonating with you because there's no need to resonate with it when the body's cleared out. This is why things keep recycling over and over and over again. The old phrase, history repeats itself, is definitely true, because you're going to be dealing with the situation because your body wants to heal it. So you're going to have this occurrence of whatever it would be, and since we live on our emotions here, basically, to experience for some reason. Why, I don't know, but this is like an emotional planet. We keep dealing with emotional situations and traumas continuously. So we're going to do a sampling now of the emotional clearing. Do you have anything to add in that, Sylvia, that I may have missed to make this sound perfectly clear to people?
I think that was a wonderful explanation. The only thing I would add to it is, to have people, after you do the sample, give them a little time to actually look over, the time period that you're going to clear, so they can actually feel the difference in the two, way they feel now and the way they feel afterwards.
Okay, we can do that. So what I'll do is put some music on. So we're going to first do an emotional clearing, and I always go back 5 days normally, because those days are more closely related to you. And here we go. And for the people that are new, we'll do this the slow way. So we'll go to each chakra here. So if you wish, you can close your eyes remember, there's nothing for you to do. The light beings are going to do this for you. So right away, we'll activate the light being. If it's not on your monitor screen, bring it up. If you're new to the program, click on Creation Light Shift Healing. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. You're going to see a light being there, and we'll bring in one of the female energies here from the light shift, and she will be here right now working with us. And we're going to go through each chakra slowly so you can actually feel the energy move out of your body. Remember, this is, you're going to be feeling the energy that is in the emotional body leaving you, which is imprinted into you, because you're getting an emotional, physical, and spirit healing. So here we go. 5 days ago, take a deep breath and just feel the energy. Cleared, the sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. And here we go. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. And 3 days ago, take another deep breath, and you might feel energies leaving you. 6 days ago, 5 days ago, 4 days ago, excuse me, 3 days. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And then today, let's all do a little bit slower. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so just take another deep breath. You might want to actually physically get up and walk a little bit. And normally what I have people do after the clearings is, after 10 years of clearing, I have them get up and stretch and twist and bend over. And just see if you have any bones basically popping in your body. You might hear a cracking sound. That's because your muscles were very tight. And now they're going to relax. The muscles will relax and your bones will actually go back into place. So again, do this here and we'll see you back in about 2 minutes here. Just have a great time walking and see how you feel. Look at situations in your life that you've dealt with the last 5 days and see if you're pretty distant from them. Now, if you look at them, they're not going to terrify you or get you angry, get you sad. hopefully, if you look upon your life right now, you should feel kind of like a nice release, a reprieve from life. You should feel like you're in the moment, and what was brought to you during the last 5 days should be just not really bothering you. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so yeah, that was wonderful, and hope everyone enjoyed that. And we're able to feel that as those clearings went through your body. So, you know, one of the ways, I guess, that you can sort of think of these different bodies, the emotional body, mental body, feeling body, and all those different bodies, of which I think there's a total of 108 of them, actually. But like Ron said, they're basically there to collect, you know, to hold these energies away from you that would impact your physical body so strongly. If they were all that energy was to hit your physical body, it would damage or hurt it very much, or possibly even cause it to die. So these bodies are actually protecting us from those energies, but they need to be cleaned out. It's sort of like if you could imagine energy that would normally pass just right through you like a gentle breeze, but in this case we have a lot of kind of, you know, energetic garbage or whatever floating through, and it gets, you know, stuck to these different bodies to protect us, but we need to clear those out. So the emotional body, Ron, would you say is the most important one to clear of all of the different bodies?
Yes, that would be the most important, because that one gets rid of our major problems. For most people, once I clear the emotional body, their whole life changes instantly. The traumas that they had are released from them, and they can move on with their life. There are other clearings that the light shift does that will definitely help you also, but just by having that one clearing, I mean, it does so much. I've seen people do career changes, people who were in depression, it went away completely. They were able to reestablish their life over again. And I love working with people who are self-employed, because those people normally are, you know, by the time they hit, say, 45 to 65, they're like overwhelmed with what they're doing, because they have to carry the ball home with them every night. So they're actually, you know, 24/7 with their job. And once you do this clearing on them, boy, they're just raring to go again, because they look upon their life and all the talent that they had that they thought they kind of didn't want to redo or bring forward. Maybe a person had a bankruptcy and they were afraid to move forward in their life, or maybe they had something that actually failed where they put a lot of money into. Remember, we're dealing with money here on this planet, and so the way the dark side can really hit us good is to take away our money. And so as you look at a situation like that, maybe a person lost, let's just say, $200,000. Maybe they mortgaged their house and they lost it in a scheme or investment or something that they were doing, trying to, you know, manifest more money. And so they're really gun-shy about doing something. Well, once you have, and they had all the knowledge, just maybe it's the wrong timing for them, or maybe they overlooked something. So now the person can look back on that situation and go, wow, you know, that was a great idea that I had, and I've been afraid to look at it over again because I lost all this money. And now I can reinvent myself and use that knowledge that I had to begin with. And the person had to be very enthusiastic at that time to want to do that particular thing. And now they can reinvent themselves and bring that new idea forward. Because remember, you're reborn again of the new. And this is what, like Jesus talked about being reborn again of the Spirit. The Spirit doesn't have judgment. So you were judging yourself for what happened to you in the past, maybe for 20, 30 years from that loss or whatever happened to you. And so this allows you to now use your spirit energy over again, like you probably used to begin with, and that trauma is released from you. We have something on the fast chat here about, can we clear the future, maybe bring light into the future? Well, the light only works in the now. If the light could work into the future, we would not have the situation that we have on this planet right now. So, unfortunately, the light ship cannot do that. What I would suggest, Mike, since you're going to have some kind of test, exam, etc., what I would suggest doing would be to put your energy into that location before you take your test, okay, into that room. And then that way you can draw upon your own energy during that process. So that may help you out again. But basically clearing the future. Remember, the future is not created in the light. This is, if they were to do this, you would not have any free choice and free will. So the contrast is your horoscope. And that's your predestined past that the dark side has created for you. So if you were able, since you're more than likely, maybe not you, Mike, but typically we're set up on a path of negativity here by the dark side of controlling us through our genetic coding in our body, implants, etc., mind control. So we're actually being controlled, and the dark side script is what they're using on us, which is like the planetary energies. And so they have us directed to do a certain thing at a certain time. And so if you could somehow be able to read that dark side script, you could get yourself out of a situation that was going to be presented to you. And remember, there could be also mind control in that dark side script that you know nothing about. Now talking to Mike about maybe failing your test, okay? And so what you could do now is to override that with your own energy. This is why I always tell you to go within, because your spirit has all your answers. If you get into the moment and you take that test in the moment, you're going to bring up the proper answers that you need to have during your exam, during your test, okay? Otherwise, if you're in fear, then you're working in your emotional realm and your emotional body. And there's no logic to emotions. Everybody probably understands that and knows that. The mentalness that you've listened to inside of your head may have all your answers that you may need for the test, but your spirit knows a lot more than what that would be. So the ideal thing would be to allow the surrender of your mental body into your heart center, and then from there have your spirit give you your answers to pass your test. So that may help you somewhat. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, you know, the whole thing is about getting our spirit energy here fully present with us. And that's a lot of why these clearings exist also, because when you have the densities and the judgment, like one of the things, you know, Ron has said that I particularly like is that we are like walking, talking judgment factories. Our bodies are, you know, full of judgments from our ancestors. So we've got all this judgment to clear out, and our spirit, being just pure divine love energy, doesn't want to come into judgment. So clearing this out actually makes it possible for our spirit energy to be fully present in the moment here with us. And that is what changes your life completely, because when you're walking with your spirit, like Ron just said, it knows everything. It has everything it needs. It's not missing anything. So because it's connected to the divine and it has, you know, infinite resources. So Ron, we had a really interesting question, actually, because we talk a lot on this program about being heart-centered, and that the heart is where you have that connection with your divinity. And we had a very interesting question earlier: is the heart center the same thing as the heart chakra? So could you answer that?
It is not, but it could look like it, okay? So your heart chakra just happens to be an energetic field that connects all of your energetic bodies together. Let me rephrase that. It goes through all the energetic bodies. So every one of your chakras are used to connect to different bodies to give them life force energy. So is your heart chakra where your spirit resides? I would say probably not. But it could look that way as you look at the chakra center. If you close down your heart chakra, your spirit is still going to connect with you and communicate with you. So So I don't think that's a very good question. I don't think anybody has ever really addressed that. Your spirit does reside in the heart center, but not in the heart chakra, so to speak. It can overlap into it, but it mainly stays with your heart center. I remember watching a program on TV, oddly enough, a long time ago, and it was showing maybe one of the Tibetan monks who set themselves on fire during the Vietnam War. I would say it's probably in 1968 or something. You might even see it, you know, off and on if they play those old broadcasts of things. And sure enough, his whole body was, you know, caught on fire. You saw him physically do that. And then afterwards, they saw that his heart, physical heart, was not burned. And they were poking it with a stick, you know, but it was just kind of like smoldering there. But it still had the picture of a heart, looked like a heart. So that's very interesting. So that person was probably very, very heart-centered. And with his spirit held that frequency. This is why some of the people that we, there's a word for it, the saints, I forgot what the word is, incorruptible or something like that. St. Bernadette is one of those, where they actually can take that spirit energy, and even though they may take out the physical organs of the person after they die, the skin and the body, you can even look at St. Bernadette on Google search, looks perfectly whole and complete, just like they're going to sleep, or like they are sleeping. And so this is where the spirit energy actually comes in and stays with the body. And it's quite nice. So I hope that answered the question there. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have another question, which is very interesting, which is, can you talk about how we release judgments with the help of our spirit, or how to do that?
Okay, first of all healings are a command. And the reason why it's a command, and the reason why I count down with numbers when I do healings, etc., is to command the energy at that particular time. Remember, you have all kinds of thoughts, so your spirit really isn't listening to all of your thoughts. I imagine it probably should, but we get so many thoughts a day, thousands of them, that it doesn't have a, why would it want to even do that, you know, if you look at it realistically. So what happens is when you command the energy, you want to command your spirit now. You want to kind of like wake it up, you know, ring it up on the telephone and say, hey, man, I need this clearing done. And then you can ask it to help you to release in your body a judgment. Now, it's not going to know what judgment to release because you have millions of them, if not trillions, okay? So you want to pick on one particular energy. Remember, it's all energy. And you say, this is what I would like to release out of my body. Then it can help you do that. And you want to ask your body to also release it. Now, how many judgments are stored in you? You know, we only think that we have the ones from this lifetime that just maybe recently surfaced up. So you think, well, you know, I just have this one judgment here and I'll get it out of me and that's it, just, you know, one only. Well, you could have, you know, gobs of these things from your ancestors. Only one came forward, so you have to keep working on it. So it's kind of like, you know, having a piece of sandpaper and sanding paint off a piece of wood, and the sandpaper is very, very fine. So you do one swipe and you got rid of a little bit. It might take a million swipes to finally get down to the wood, to where you actually do some clearing. So you want to keep requesting healing, and this is what I would suggest to do. The other way is to do it the easy way and have a one-hour session and have a light ship do it for you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, how about if we do another sample clearing? I think earlier, I believe I saw a request on the fast chat for a sample of the sensory body.
Okay. We'll do that here, and before so, I'll just mention tomorrow night, which is Tuesday, at 5:30 PST, we have Rob and Sylvia in Canada, a different Sylvia who is going to host a Creation Lightship question and answer time, and basically it's about healings that you probably have had, and it's also for healings that you might wish to understand maybe how they worked, what people have experienced. So I'd recommend just coming on that call, and I'll give you the phone number. They won't be doing healings, but they will describe to you what the healings have done for them. And other people also, I'm sure, will be interjecting information. So this is for newcomers who kind of want to know a little bit more about how the healings work. So if you're ready to write, and it's also, we'll put it on the fast chat here. If you're new to the BBS entirely, just click on BBS Fast Chat, and a screen will come up on your left side. So the phone number is 646-519-5800. And then they'll prompt you for a PIN number, and then you punch in 5303 in the pound sign. And this call is normally about an hour in length, so like I said, it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. We'd like to have all of you on there to ask questions about healing. So here we go. We're going to do a sensory body. Is that correct, Sylvia?
Yes, I think that was the request. I can't read it anymore because it's disappeared on the fast chat. But the sensory body is a great one, and that is wonderful for anyone who's who tends to be very sensitive to energies that are around them. And I'll just let Ron tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's basically, you hit it on the head there. That's what it is that some people get overloaded with energies because their sensory body is filled up. So you have no buffer between you and whatever's around you. So naturally that energy runs right into you. And there's other bodies too, like that can absorb things. But the sensory body is a very nice one. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days in your life again. So I'll just do it quickly here. And I'd like you to all get up and walk around and just see how you feel. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Okay, and again, take a note, see how you feel about energies around you, and here we go. Question from Ed here before it pops off the screen. So he's asking about can you permanently charge an object we can carry to continuously release body pain? Well, I'll just kind of talk about that here. The energy that you have when you do have pain in your body is probably caused by more than one particular energy. So let's just say that you have a problem, and you're feeling the pain because of your nervous system, okay? One of your nerves is having this problem, or maybe many of them. So what happens is, until it's completely healed, you're going to be feeling pain. So I'm going to backtrack now. So we know that when we have a problem, we have pain, and then at some point, maybe a week or two or a month, the pain goes away, and then we say we're healed. Well, what happened during those, maybe that month of time? Well, you have different energetic bodies. You have past life cordings. You have extraterrestrial implants. You have extraterrestrial cordings to you. You have people doing energy work that may be transmitted to you from the past and also from this lifetime, like curses and spells. So there's a whole bunch of energies that is working against you. So what you have is, let's just say you have 1,000 different frequencies that your body is actually feeling, but to you it just resonates to a pain, you know, one pain in this location. So one object cannot possibly do healing on you because it doesn't have all those frequencies. It's only tuned to one frequency. This I find quite interesting. People at the different expos that I go to sell pendants. So they sell them for like electromagnetic radiation. You might even be wearing one on you right now. Maybe people buy things to put on their computer to cut out the EMF from their monitor screen, etc. Well, there's so many different frequencies coming through that how can one device that is tuned to basically one frequency cover all of them? Remember, in the light, there's more than one frequency. So I hope I'm getting myself perfectly clear for everybody. So what happens is, like I say, if the light chip charges a pendant for you, the pendant will probably last with its physical charge that I will do on it, or the light beam will do, for maybe 2 weeks, because you're going to be using that frequency of energy for a particular thing, and the light chip normally will charge it up and only put love energy into it. They're not interested in controlling you by bringing some energy into that pendant that is non-light. Remember, everything else is judgment. So they'll put divine love into the pendant, and that can spill over into you. But the pendant, once you take away the energy from it, of love energy, then at some point you're going to grow into that love energy, and you're not going to be able to use the pendant any longer because it's already been like taken out of that device. So this is kind of the way it works, because it's not connected continuously to the light chip. So getting back to pendants, you know, if you were to see something maybe on the internet, let's say this is a healing pendant, what's it going to heal? Is it going to heal dark side spells that are being transmitted to you, that some practitioner encoded into your energetic system 10,000 years ago, and now it came forward? Well, it might. Is it going to work with negative thoughts that you have had or somebody projected to you in mind energy 5 years ago? I don't know. Is it going to work with your skin healing? Is it going to work with maybe a muscle tear? Is it going to work with your blood system in that area? So it's very, very hard to get one thing to do everything. This is why the light chip does individual healing sessions. This is why we do samples, because these energetic bodies can be corrupted and can have a problem with all of these different energies. So this is hopefully that answered your question, Ed. So the answer would be no. Only because of this, because there's so many energies that are working against all of us here in the mind. This is mind energy transmissions that we're dealing with, and it's not just this current moment. If that's all that it would be, it'd be very simple to heal everything in us. But this is all stuff from the past, and we're living the past life of all these different energies. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, since you just brought up the issue of the past lives and how those affect us, could you talk a little bit about the clearings that the light chip does in the, you know, for someone either past as a as far as their physical incarnations or their spirit clearing goes? And it's this is where I think, you know, the divine intervention that's and the grace that's brought forward by the light beings is so incredible that they can actually, you know, go into the past and clear these things that would normally take, you know, just so long to clear. So could you just talk about that and how that works for anyone who might be interested in that?
Well, the light chip takes your energy system, whatever body we work with, and we'll just say, like we just got through doing earlier, the emotional clearing. And so it goes from this moment in time. And so all of you were cleared, we'll say, about, 40 minutes ago of your emotions. Now, if you had any emotions since that time to now, and you're probably in the moment, so more than likely you don't have any, but if you did, then those were not cleared from you. So it continuously moves on from when the healing has stopped. Initially, when I do a healing, it's done completely once I drop my pencil. There's no processing. So everything is instantaneous, and they clear out that energetic body for the healing process. But you can still draw stuff to you after that healing. And then you have other bodies that can affect you. And I'll just kind of go off on a little bit of a tangent here. We do a clearing where it releases out of you your seven generational ancestors' emotional body. Now, all of you out there, I'll say that again. This releases from you for seven generations all the bodies, which is basically, I think, 256 people. There might be 255 if you count yourself as one. Releases out of you all of those emotional bodies that could be imprinted in you. So we all know that, let's say that you have a young child and they go over to somebody's house, one of your relatives, or, you know, they knew that person, the person passed on, okay? And all of a sudden, they say, gee, you know, Jane here is acting like Uncle Harry, you know, who passed on, you know, a few months ago. Well, that's because that emotional body entered into that child, and it could even be into you, and you're actually living the emotional traumas of that person. And so this clearing goes back, you know, into seven generations, and it gets rid of the gunk of these bodies that gets passed on. Remember, the densities of the emotions follow each particular incarnation. So it gets to be very interesting doing these healings, because all of a sudden more things pop up, and these things are all mind energy. So I hope that kind of sheds some light on some things, because you probably have all seen somebody and they say, you know, you act just like your grandmother did. Well, why is that? It's not because the divine spirit of the grandmother's in that body. It's because the emotional body hopped into it. And they're living that lifestyle and have the talents of that person. So this clearing is very good to get out of you, all these emotional bodies of your relatives. And I'm sure some of you are probably going, yeah, I don't want to be like my mother or my father. Well, they could, you know, emotional bodies do body hop. And that's how we pick up addiction. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. How about if we bring in a divine energy? We had a couple of requests, I think. One was for Jesus and the other was for Lady Nada.
Okay, so we'll bring in Jesus here. We'll lighten the energy up here on the show. The hard thing for me is to talk about the negative side. And this is what we basically are dealing with continuously in our lives physically here. And so I'd much rather talk about the light stuff than the negative. But if you don't know about the negative, how are you ever going to get healed? Because nobody normally talks about it or can actually fix it once they talk about it. The light chip can fix it for you. So here comes Jesus. Bring up your light beam on your monitor screen. And I'll count to five. Jesus will come into your room. Remember, these energies only come into your heart center. They're only heart-based energies. So here we go. Here comes Jesus. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, I'll just put some music on. And you can experience this beautiful energy transformation of Jesus in your heart center. Again, ask for healings. Remember, Jesus is not is just as powerful as your own spirit. Just that we don't really understand that. So these energies that come into you are from the light shift, and they're not tainted by any negativity. Thank you. comes Lady Nada. And I'll count to five so you can feel the frequency shift. One, two, three, four, and five. Questions on the fast chat here. Our time is kind of running out, so we'll just talk about tomorrow night. It's the special call for caring and sharing, light chip questions about healing, and give you the phone number again here if you're not on the fast chat. It's 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 5303. And it's at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And it's about an hour-long call. So you could come on. It's being hosted by a couple in Canada, Rob and Sylvia. So Sylvia, Sylvia is the number two here, or number one, or A and B or something. Are you there out there, Sylvia?
I'll say that U.S. Sylvia versus the Canadian Sylvia. How about that?
Yeah, that's right. American versus Canadian. That's better, yeah.
So let's see. Well, let's just bring up a few other dates right now that people might be interested in before we sign off. If you are interested in Lightship Healings, Ron does wonderful conference call sessions every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday that are about an hour long each, and they're very easy to do and participate in, and they're very wonderful. And you can connect with Ron to find out which one might be right for you, or all of them. And then also, there's a very special once-a-month event, which is something we don't really have time to get into detail about, but I will just say that it's a favorite, and it's every third Saturday of once a month. So this month, I believe it's on Saturday the 20th. It's a four-hour conference call program of healings on the Lightship, and it's basically very specifically designed for ascension preparation, and it's just a wonderful, blessed event. It's a very sacred experience for people to be on that. So there's plenty of time to get on that. If you haven't done so before, I'm sure you would absolutely love it. And then for anyone who's interested in connecting with Ron, if you feel guided to have one of these beautiful clearings and healings with him personally, you can go to his website, which is creationlightship.com, and find out about the healings there and connect with him through email or a request form on the website. And I guess that brings us to time for us to get off the air. So I will just say thank you for being with us. It's wonderful to have all of you with us. Sorry we couldn't get to every question and request today. We'll be back on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. And until then, much love to all of you, and stay in your heart. And over to you, Ron.
Hey, we have a request to bring in the laughter energy. So here it comes, and you may get a big smile on your face. It'll be active here. If you want to bring up the Creation Lightship insignia, it's underneath the light beam a little ways. Just scroll down, and this will be activated here. And it's activated right now, so you may start to smile. and lighten your day up here. So we'll just say blessings to all of you, and hope you're on the call tomorrow night. It'll be very awakening for everybody, good information. And just have a wonderful evening, and be in love and peace, and stay in your heart. And here we go. This is being activated now. So blessings to all of you, and our next show is coming up on Wednesday.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Night, everybody.